Welcome to Brain Science with Dr. Ginger Campbell. Brain Science has been on hiatus since March, but a new episode will be released on September 1st. The purpose of this short audio is to share information that I hope will be useful to both new listeners and even those of you who have been with me for years. I've organized the information into three sections. First, for the sake of new listeners, I will give a brief overview of brain science. Then I will talk about the resources that are available on our website at brainsciencepodcast.com, including numerous ways to interact with me. I will also explain how you can get additional content. Finally, I will talk very briefly about how you can support brain science. This show was actually launched in December of 2006 as the Brain Science Podcast, and I just changed the name to Brain Science a few months ago. The reason that I started the Brain Science Podcast was that there was so much inaccurate, superficial information about neuroscience, especially in the mainstream media, while most people seemed unaware of the many great books being written that provided accurate, accessible information. So from the beginning, my ongoing goal has been to explore how discoveries in neuroscience are unraveling the mystery of how our brains make us human. Early on, my emphasis was on sharing the key ideas from books about neuroscience, but I soon discovered that interviewing the people who wrote these books was especially rewarding. During the first 2 years, the Brain Science Podcast came out twice a month, and I often alternated book discussions with author interviews. During these first couple of years, we discussed many basic ideas, which is why I often recommend going back to these early episodes if you're totally new to neuroscience. However, I strive to make every episode accessible to listeners of all backgrounds. Producing this sort of content twice a month was basically a full-time job, and actually few listeners were able to keep up. So I changed to monthly in 2009. Since then, I have tended to do more interviews than book discussions, although I still get requests for the discussions from long-term listeners. One thing I do try to do is vary the technical difficulty so that some episodes are very technical and others are better for non-scientists. This goes against the rules of creating niche content, but I do it because I know that brain science fans have a wide variety of backgrounds, and those with less technical backgrounds have consistently told me that they find the material meaningful even when they don't get every technical detail. So if you're new to the show, I want you to know that I call brain science the show for everyone who has a brain because I do not assume any scientific knowledge. Now I want to talk very briefly about the resources that are available at brainsciencepodcast.com. Of course, our website contains the usual stuff like show notes and links to social media pages like Twitter and Facebook. We also have a free newsletter, which allows you to receive the episode show notes automatically every month. Those of you who listen on mobile devices might want to check out the free Brain Science mobile app, which is available for iOS, Android, and Windows phones. Next month will mark the 128th episode of Brain Science, which can make finding what you're looking for a little challenging. The landing page of brainsciencepodcast.com contains links to everything people are usually looking for, but unfortunately, it doesn't contain a search box. So if you're looking for a particular episode, topic, or guest, the easiest thing to do is to click on the button labeled Past Episodes. This takes you directly to a complete list of all the episodes. And on that page, you will see a link to a list of the guests who have been interviewed. But you will also see a search box. It's at the top of the right sidebar. This search box is what I use whenever I'm trying to track something down, such as when I discovered that a link needs to be fixed. One other thing people often overlook is that there is a bibliography page that lists every book ever featured on Brain Science. The easiest way to find this is to click or hover over the word resources that appears in the top right corner above the logo. Many people find that the episode transcripts are very useful. Lori Wolfson has done a wonderful job of adding links within the transcripts, and I also try to link to any books or papers that my guests mention. Premium subscribers automatically get all the episode transcripts, but you can also purchase individual transcripts for only a dollar right there on the website. I guess I should say a little bit more about the premium subscription, which was launched in January of 2014. This is the show's main source of income and allows me to avoid loading the show with advertisements. For only $5 a month, premium subscribers get unlimited access to the entire library of Brain Science podcasts and episode transcripts. When I first started the premium subscription, my intention was to keep the most recent 25 episodes free. But last year, I decided to expand the amount of free content by going back and making everything from January 2013 forward free, as well as selected episodes from earlier on. Going forward, all new episodes will continue to be free. It doesn't take a lot of money to produce a podcast, but it does take a lot of time and mental energy. And the truth is, I would not be continuing this show without your financial support. However, I realize that some listeners really can't afford even $5 a month. So I want to remind you that the most important thing you can do to support Brain Science is to share it with others, both in person and in social media, and especially by leaving a review in iTunes. However, if you want to support the show financially, there are several options. I already mentioned the premium subscription, but I forgot to mention that it is now possible to use PayPal to pay for premium. This is new and something many of you have been asking for. For years, PayPal was the main way listeners supported the show, including a handful of loyal listeners who generously give something every month. I hope these people will be able to transition to premium and get access to the extra content. I will continue to take PayPal donations because this is still the best online option if you want to give a lump sum donation. Although, if you want me to get the entire amount of your donation without PayPal taking a cut, you can send a check directly to the address that is listed on the donations page at brainsciencepodcast.com. The newest way to support my work is via Patreon, which allows you to make a monthly pledge. There are several advantages of Patreon over PayPal, but one thing I really like is that it allows me to send supporters extra content, which means that Patreon supporters will be getting new episode transcripts. Ever since I added Patreon, I've been getting emails from listeners asking whether they should change over from premium since I get a little bit more money with Patreon. But my advice is to choose the option that fits your situation. If you're a relatively new listener or someone who often wants to go back and listen to older episodes, then premium is the way to go. However, if you have heard all the older episodes, then Patreon will still allow you to get the new episode transcripts. PayPal or check are options if you want to give a lump sum. There are links to all these options at brainsciencepodcast.com/donations. Next month's episode is an interview with John Malott, co-author of The Ancient Origins of Consciousness, How the Brain Created Experience. I hope you will tune in to hear some surprising new ideas about brain evolution. Thank you for listening all the way to the end. To show my appreciation, I want to give you a discount code that will enable you to get 50% off your first month of premium. The code is BSP-50, that is capital B as in brain, capital S as in science, capital P as in podcast, dash, the number 5, the number 0, no spaces. Meanwhile, if you have any questions or want to send me feedback, you can write to me at brainsciencepodcast@gmail.com.